Hi everyone, and welcome again to this community event for Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. And I think as we can look around, we can really see the diversity that exists in our communities, in our lives, and appreciate the fact that domestic and family violence will affect us in some way, if not personally, then within our families, within our neighbourhoods and our communities, which is unfortunate. And this fact also will determine how people's experience of domestic and family violence is understood by them, and also the response from the broader community and services that are there to address domestic violence. And just recently in the media, we've seen John Howard introduce some legislation that will effectively make marriage an institution, I'm trying to remember what he said, between a man and a woman, members of the opposite sex, to the exclusion of all others for life, etc. And this effectively nullifies the experience of same-sex couples and invalidates their relationships as being legitimate. And what then does that do to the experience of same-sex couples where domestic violence is a problem? This will affect not only their own experience of what's happening to them, but homophobia, ignorance and misinformation in the broader community, and indeed in those services that deal with domestic and family violence, will be affected by this. Our next speaker, I'm sure, will elaborate on this. It is Vicky Ogilvie, who is currently working at the Logan Youth Justice, but also a long-time community activist. So thanks, Vicky.
To recognise one's sexuality and to follow your own path can be the most empowering and exciting journey, even amongst nerves and anxiety. Many women enter the lesbian community desiring a sense of belonging, of warmth and understanding, of individual expression, and to experience vast diversity within the safety of our community. From the exterior looking in, it can appear to offer all of the above and much more, while buffing us from the issues so evident in mainstream society. A place of gender equality, united ideals, trust and honesty, mutual respect, sisterhood, acceptance and non-violence. A place to feel nurtured and protected by our own. But the presence of domestic violence suggests it's not quite like this in reality. There are many misconceptions relating to our community, myths perpetrated by mainstream society, by the media, by law enforcement services and the judiciary, and most of all, by our own community. More often than not, this appears generated by a lack of community awareness and education in relation to domestic violence, and simple but destructive denial. Some common misconceptions held by women I've worked with who have experienced same-sex domestic violence include that women are not violent in any way, shape or form, that women are natural lovers and carers, that women do not participate in game playing, emotional abuse, manipulation, threats, intimidation, power and control, sexual abuse or harassment, that women automatically foster feminist ideals, values and beliefs and are inclusive of all our differences. Another damaging misconception is that women in same-sex relationships are mutual batterers, when in fact, if the situation is examined in more depth, there is a clear victim and perpetrator, just as in heterosexual domestic violence. These misconceptions have immobilised survivors living with domestic violence and have brought them to question their own sanity. They have also worked to the advantage of perpetrators, leaving the survivors to believe our community, the lesbian community, will deny their experiences and thus isolate them further. Predominantly, what I have noted is that violence between lesbians more often than not takes on very subtle forms rather than overt forms of abuse. So subtle are some of the forms of abuse that often friends and family may not even identify the issues. These behaviours can be intricate and only known to the couple themselves. So the various forms of control exercised by the perpetrator go unrecognised by outsiders. In certain cases, the perpetrator's behaviour may even appear loving and supportive to others, but in fact, is threatening and maintains fear in survivors. There are many forms of subtle abuse between lesbians. Certain body language, gestures, eye contacts, and specific styles of communication, just to name a few. But perhaps the most subtle, but of all, control that I have noted is the psychological damage a woman can do to another woman through the projection of stereotypical, rigid, unaccommodating, so-called feminist values. To put this more simply, an expectation of how real lesbians should think, behave, and go in the world. Our community is as diverse as any other. We have differing thought patterns that are right for us. No woman has the right to belittle another for the way she chooses to think or live her life. This invalidates the women of our community, disempowers them, takes away their self-worth, and denies their true self. This is a violent act. No woman has the right to tell another how to think or make another feel wrong about who they truly are. No woman has the right to do this to another woman, ever. Still to this day, many women are controlled by guilt. We are emotional, passionate, sensitive to the world around us, and still, in many cases, raised to people please and carry unfair amounts of responsibility in relationships. It is we, women, who are expected to meet everyone's needs, with little or no focus on what we as individuals need. In fact, some women have never even identified what their needs really are, what it is that they really want in a relationship, let alone naming those needs and actively seeking to have them met first and foremost. These factors render us vulnerable to emotional control and abuse, and given that emotional and social abuse are ever present in same-sex domestic violence, it is time for not just lesbians, but all women to acknowledge, value, and assertively state their needs to those who choose to love us. Expect your needs still for nothing less. We are here today because we believe abuse is unacceptable. Well, it should be unacceptable across all communities, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, or cultural diversity. Domestic violence is unacceptable, period. Any woman is capable of abuse or violence. Unless same-sex violence is included and understood, nothing in our community will change. Women hold a strong sense of sisterhood, and many experience feelings of guilt, betrayal, rejection, and shame if they discuss the perpetrator's behaviour with other women in their community. We need your support, your understanding, and we need you to include us in the prevention of violence. We too need campaigns, services, shelters, and compassion. Violence needs to end in all communities. Please start now. Educate those around you to recognise the many forms of violence within same-sex relationships or directed to same-sex attracted people. It's still violence. They say homophobia begins at home. Then start educating those who you love most. 10% of the community is gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. Perhaps your brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunties, or children are or will make up this 10%. Please don't be responsible for disempowering them further by accepting violence against our community just because our relationships are different to the mainstream. My message today is simple. Educate our young men, our sons, to be proud of who they are, confident in their emotions, respectful of those they love, and to be totally intolerant of abusive behaviour, even amongst their peers. And above all, passionately opposed to all forms of violence in or out of our homes. Educate our young women, our daughters, to be strong, powerful, assertive women who know themselves, recognise their needs, no longer live in fear, and claim their self-fulfillment. teach them the power of unity, strength, commitment, respect and pride. Be heard today. Your voices mean our freedom. Women's power comes from within. Nothing can take that from you. Know your needs, want your needs, and burn your own path. Thank you.